The title of today's message is, Who's Faithful? Let's start off with a definition of the word faithful, according to dictionary.com. The word faithful, number one, strict or thorough in performance of duty, example, a faithful worker. Number two, true to one's word, promises, vows, etc. Number three, steady in allegiance or affection, loyal, constant, example, faithful friends. Number four, reliable, trusted, or believed. Number five, adhering or true to fact, a standard or an original, accurate, example, a faithful account, a faithful copy. Number six, full of faith, believing. In John chapter 14 and verse 12, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. The questions you need to ask yourself today is, are you faithful to God? Are you loyal to Jesus Christ? Does Jesus Christ see you as someone who can be trusted or reliable? Remember the phrase, actions speak louder than words? Do you believe that? If I tell someone that they are my best friend and like no other, and then I steal their money out of their wallet when they are not looking, was I telling the truth? Or did my actions speak louder than words? Was I found trustworthy to my friend? So if I tell Jesus Christ, He is the love of my life and like no other, and then I decide not to pay my tithes or give an offering to my church this week, and to rob the Lord out of His storehouse, was I found trustworthy to my love? Was I loyal to my Lord? In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your father you are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But you said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. What about when you're at your girlfriend or your boyfriend's house and no one else is home? Can God trust you not to lie with one another? Can you be trusted as saints of God to be loyal to Jesus Christ? In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 15, Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know you not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now concerning the things thereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. What kind of music do you listen to? What kind of lyrics are in the songs that you listen to? While you are tilling the land, have you ever wondered what kind of seed you are planting? In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Are you of the household of faith? Can the Lord depend on you? What about the movies you watch, or the TV programs you are watching? What about your internet activities? What kind of content are you allowing yourself to be watching? In Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 19, hear what the wise man tells us. As in water, face answereth the face, so the heart of man to man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of a man are never satisfied. Just as hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of a man are never satisfied. You can never get enough. Are you a slave to yourself? Are you a lover of pleasure more than a lover of God? Or can the Lord trust that you will not give in to the pleasures of sin for a season? In Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. Well, I do what the Lord tells me to do. I'm a Christian. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I'm faithful to Jesus Christ, but I don't think you have to do all those standards to live a holy life before the Lord. I just don't see it that way. In Job chapter 28 and verse 28, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Are you obedient to your pastor? Do you listen to them that have the rule over you? Do you follow the path of peace and holiness? Or do you pick and choose what you want to hear and what you want to apply? Are you faithful to God and to the fivefold ministry that He has appointed? Are you loyal to Jesus Christ? To be loyal, you must be obedient to them that have the rule over you. Submit yourself unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, and righteousness, and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 20, they that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are His delight. Though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Do you desire what your neighbor has? Are you envious of others because they have more than you do? Are you always wondering how it is that everyone else seems to have more than you do? Or are you faithful to God's Word? In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 5, for this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 30, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. And in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 4, wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? In Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 1, be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their hearts study of destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 11, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. Can the Lord trust you to be merciful? Are you a forgiving person? Can the Lord count on you to pray for those who wrongfully use you? In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 27, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lived hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest. For He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be you therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. What do you allow your mind to think about throughout the day? Do you keep your thoughts loyal to Jesus Christ? Do you bring your thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ? In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." How could you bring your thoughts into the obedience of Christ if you do not know the Word of God and what He requires of His disciples? Do you study the Word of God? Do you search the Scriptures? In Acts chapter 17 and verse 10, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few." In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Do you know the Word well enough to give a reason for the hope that lies within you? Do you understand the plan of salvation well enough to share it with someone and explain to them how it was fulfilled? Do you understand how grace and justification works? Do you know what to tell someone to do that has been newly born again and wonders what they should do next? In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." In Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." In Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 11, "And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me." Can the Lord trust you to be a witness for Him? Do you share this glorious gospel of Christ with anyone? Do your friends know you are a born-again believer in the liberating power of Jesus Christ? In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven." In Luke chapter 9 and verse 25, "For what has a man advantaged if he gains the whole world and lose himself, or be a castaway? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels." Hear a parable from the Lord. The word mammon that you will hear in this parable simply means riches or material wealth. In Luke chapter 16 and verse 1, "And he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a store, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, that they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, Make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Can you be put in charge of another man's unrighteous riches or material wealth of this world? Can the Lord trust you with his true riches? In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1, Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Can the Lord trust you with the mysteries of God? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Oh, come in and dine with me, Lord. Sup with me, my King. I lay in your gates, Lord, and cry out, Here am I. Here am I. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 42, And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he cometh shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. So the question you need to be asking yourself today is, does Jesus Christ see me as someone who can be trusted or reliable? If that answer is no, then it is time to find an altar of repentance and let the Lord know that you are sorry and ask Him to forgive you and to bring you to a new spiritual walk with Him. Ask the Lord for a desire to study His Word. Ask Him to open up the Word of God to you. Lay down any weight, hindrance, or sin that may be in the way of you establishing a closer relationship with the Lord. Make Jesus Christ your first today. Make up your mind that you are going to pursue the Lord with all diligence, with a great fervency, and then surrender your will to His will. I can promise you you will never regret turning your life fully over to Jesus Christ. Until we meet in that heavenly city someday, God bless you.